Okay, now we're started.
Okay.
And I just got to check to make sure that
just send me that link and I'll print it. The printer's right next to stop.
I'm not getting it.
It's
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's not
getting it. That's not part of my job.
Because you want to watch me walk across the room
in this
outfit that you made me wear before we recorded.
I do want the
outfit that you wanted me to wear.
Canadian Mountie to make body paint
to make the boys jealous.
That's right. You're wearing.
Nice. Make sure that works. Make sure that this is recording the Mr. USB. Let me see if this does. If it still plays. I don't know if it's a.
It's coming through the headphones.
Okay. Cool. All right. Then I don't have to worry about it. Because I was recording. I guess the phone does like both channels here.
Nice.
Instead of
interesting.
Welcome
audio.
To Come Town, folks. The new Come Town.
Yep.
Which is now a gardening.
Oh yeah, we're gonna grow shallots.
We should pick the most boring.
Gardening is not boring.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, we're getting
gardening. What are the magazines that are just like shit for your patio? It's just like Housewives in the 80s. It would be like, I need more wicker shit for my patio. And I'm going to read a magazine.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in my fucking like.
And read about different fuck.
My wooden ass kitchen.
I would like a magazine like that.
Yeah.
I've gotten into some interior decorating.
Soft focus patio shit magazine.
Yeah. I don't have a patio.
Just creamy ass patio furniture.
Creamy?
Yeah, just real, like they just
I don't
lather.
Really fuck with the wicker stuff, honestly.
No. I'm talking about the photography, the way
shoot. Yeah, there's Vaseline over the lenses.
Yeah, yeah. Real soft.
The same way they shoot Barbara Walters' old ass.
The way she was young, used to be shot back in the...
That is true.
When you go in like...
That was a great way to shoot.
When you go
titties.
In some guy's garage and he just had like creamy, soft,
totally.
Focused titties.
Some bitch with the curly, like a perm. And those like
back when they were
not quite cone titties because cone titties were out.
Back when they were awesome. Like, you know, sometimes an Asian bitch can have big tits.
Yeah.
At the beginning of that.
There was a lot of that growing up and going to like my dad and his friends like shops.
That's what I mean. It's very garage.
Totally.
Yeah.
Very garage.
And you just saw a naked bitch. So what? You're supposed to be hard while you're fucking
peeing.
Making a fucking cabinet. Your dick is hard.
Just getting your dicks
like
just stuck in a carburetor.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I was supposed to be done today, but I got put all porno all over the walls and I kept nutting. So it's going to be a couple more days and we're going to have to charge you for it.
Yeah. I think I've mentioned this before, but I got a haircut.
The busting surgery.
I got a haircut at a Dominican barbershop in Bushwick once, and they had like a kitchen TV like moms would have in their like kitchens, like 7 inches, just playing just hardcore anal sex. Yeah. Anal like at like an 11:30 on a Tuesday.
Anal is really wild.
I sent it to you in docx format.
Thanks, Nick.
Wow, you motherfuckers have Microsoft?
No, I don't. No,
the copy was sent to me in Microsoft format. Everybody that works for anybody that has any kind of like middleman media job, they all use ThinkPads. Because their whole
Lenovo's,
their whole world is held up by the myth of PowerPoints and Excel spreadsheets
being
necessary for anything.
But I feel like we're past as Google Docs really came through and put they dick all up in Microsoft.
We're soon going to be living in a
that made me really happy. Honestly,
post data world, you know, where there's no more data.
So what do you mean?
There's not going to be... People are going to go on touch.
Just feel emotion.
Yeah.
That sounds sensual, dude.
Yeah, I like it.
That's the kind of world I'm built for.
It's a patio furniture world.
Yeah, dude. Sitting on a wicker chair, getting my dick absolutely fucking blasted.
Your printer smells fucking bad, Adam.
That's my ass.
No, it's the printer.
Wait, Stav is sitting between you and the printer.
I was joking. I can say it's my ass. You can't.
You had a vigorous electric bicycle.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, and I wasn't going to say
your
anything.
Shirt off.
Yeah, I did because I'm sweaty. So I took
you got
my shirt
sweaty
off.
On your electric bicycle.
It's 15 degrees out and you're shirtless.
I, That's how much fucking energy I was expelling. All right, stop. I told you I'm not getting. And you know what? Now with your fucking attitude about my bike ride, I'm absolutely.
It wasn't
not
an
it.
Attitude.
And can I just say
it was
something?
A soft ribbing.
Can I just say
I ribbed you,
know you what?
Softly?
You know what? The printer does smell bad.
Why does it keep printing? Is it multiple pages? I thought it was a one.
It's
page.
Your printer. It's your printer.
Maybe you were printing something before and you yeah, just did it. Let
just
me check.
A man's penis.
Yeah, damn it.
It left in the queue.
just so many fucking black and white pictures of a man's penis.
What the fuck are you printing out, Adam? What is that?
You fucking retard.
What did you print out?
He printed out the actual email.
Printed out our text exchange.
Oh.
Oh, damn. You want to burn that?
What is How that? Were you ever a paralegal?
Yeah, dude.
Isn't the whole job like printing stuff and being like, right away, Mr. Jewison. right away, Mr. Jewish Coinstein. I'll have this printed up for you ASAP.
In my experience, being a paralegal was taking 2-hour lunches at the White Marsh Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big part of mine.
I would like to be a paralegal, and my job is to watch movies all day.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. It's I guess they're just never going to open movie theaters again in New York City.
I'm going to kill myself if that's the case.
It's funny because it's like we had phases at one point.
Yeah.
There was a whole phase thing, and now they're like, we're going to do what makes my dick hard.
I like the idea of everybody at home having gay sex.
If we were at home watching videos of me taking it raw... No one would miss the video, the movies. We wouldn't have to go to the movie place.
You can only go to the movies to watch me get my ass fucked.
I painted my butt cheeks to look like Spider-Man's face. And now he's sucking a cock upside down in the rain. It's the same as going to the movies.
I'm not going to talk bad about the governor anymore.
Why? Because you're worried about getting whacked?
Yeah, dude.
Honestly... It's going to be funny.
Try me, Andy. I got the fucking blicky on me right now,
be careful,
bitch.
There's, stop.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to happen.
There is a chance. I mean, I feel like the governor is spiteful enough if word got back.
It's a political machine state.
His family runs
this state.
It could very easily get back to the governor, and he's like, I want these people killed.
No, he could say that we're doing BDS against Israel, and then
which
get
we
us,
are.
Get
we
us
are,
thrown in jail.
We are, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it stands for, but against Israel, that's what I like to hear.
Mm. Yeah, it's bondage.
By the way, did you see that they, for some curious reason, are not allowing Ugandan Jews into Israel?
What are you talking about?
And that's from years
They already
ago.
Did
Isn't that.
Isn't that
crazy?
They would also forcefully sterilize them when they entered.
No. They got the Ugandan Jews... the Ethiopian Jews in like the 80s, I thought.
No, there's
they
a like whole other black ass type of Jew.
African,
that they don't like.
Jewish African migrants that come to Israel are forcibly sterilized.
Yeah, they try to do it. To
Israel
me.
Apologists will tell you that's a lie,
mm-hmm. Right?
And it's not.
Why is it called? Why is it called an apologize apologist? Because they never apologize.
What are you talking about?
They never apologize for
Israel.
They
excessively apologize. That's how they get away with everything.
No, they never say,
like,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to do a
Let
Scotia.
Me just sneak by
I'm just
going to
do it. Just get a skinch of Holocaust. I'm going to do just a little.
I need a dollop of the Holocaust
I
against blacks.
I just need a scooch of genocide. You don't mind.
I'll be right out of your way.
Scotch. It's gonna be 2 seconds. Just give me.
I'm gonna fire a little missile into this preschool, and I will be right out of your head.
We're just gonna do a smidge of rape, just a smidge. We're gonna.
But
do
you
it.
Want good movies, yeah. Don't you? I'm gonna need a little smidge
Israel
of rape.
Israel doesn't make movies, though.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
What?
Oh, they make all the movies.
Is that one That's Israeli true. Filmmaker?
Didn't Harvey Weinstein hire the Mossad to track down
the women to make movies? Here's the thing:
they made all of hip hop.
When Harvey Weinstein was
Lior Cohn
when
made
Harvey
all
Weinstein
of
was making good movies, he didn't need Israel to track down those women because we were so entertained by the man, we would allow him to
wow.
do rapes.
Wow, Nick. Mm. Well, in my opinion, he never made good movies, and I never liked him even before I knew he was canceled. So it seems like you were a fan of him.
Now, why does he get that much credit for making the movie? He didn't make shit.
Can I have the?
I suppose. I suppose I will.
Well, that's like here. Saying that that
there's only one thing here. There's only one read.
It's a one pager.
It's a one page. Oh, you're buying way too thick paper.
I know, dude. I know. I'll get a thinner paper next time.
See, I don't think it's that thick.
I try to do.
It's nice. It's nice.
No, it is nice, but you're wasting money.
I know. I know.
Ah, who's fucking from Israel now?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Nick uses real Israel style toilet paper at his house.
We're all
see
collectively.
It.
This is coming out of the production.
No, it's not. That's I bought that privately, and I'm not invoicing you.
Adam's share of the Patreon money.
Yeah,
I guess
technically, okay, fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But he makes his money back working as a secretary.
That's true.
Free time with free supply.
I don't like the dress code aspect of the secretary job.
I have secretary.
Yep.
With men. You got my ass. Once again, you got my ass.
Yeah, my ass.
My ass has been gotten.
My fellow Americans. My ass has been
gotten. My ass has been fucked by the Mujahideen.
The Mujahideen have gotten my ass.
They got my ass.
At 0900 hours this morning, the Mujahideen released a video calling me gay.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. But let me just go back to the earlier point, Adam, and say I need an apology for your comments about my bike ride.
I apologize. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, no, and I saw the amount of exertion.
You're going to have to do some more printing here also.
What, you want three copies?
Well, we're going to need... No. Now you're going to have to find the other emails that I forward you.
You okay? I have those emails.
And you're going to type up a little cheat sheet for us with the name of the website.
Yeah, I got that.
Because
right
we got
away.
We need the promo code.
And we need the promo
code. Highlighted.
The promo code, the thing is that you have to type in the URL. I don't think they have a way to put a promo code in.
Interesting.
It's a landing page. And then I will also forward you, or I probably already did, the copy that was originally presented to us.
No, it wasn't.
Post-haste.
The copy is not in this email.
But post-haste, bitch.
Post-haste. With no lip. Gaff. Motley or Dingus?
None of that.
I don't
shit,
want any
bro.
Of that. Any of that 1940s attitude.
None of that fucking
the classic Adam 19
bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want me to just print out the name of the website for
the man? Couldn't have been clearer.
You're
going to
open up a document, and you're going to make us the most beautiful copy we've ever seen. It's going to say Super OGX. A Kratom company, it's the ice cream of the future. And there's over 6 billion served, and they're all in heaven right now. They all died.
They're all in heaven.
They all had such a good time that they're dead and they're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a single, I'll tell you, I heard this. I don't know if it's true. It's all white people up there. I can't say it's true. But it's what I like to believe, and that's what going to church is about, is believing things.
That is fucking true.
It is true.
Damn. A whole week of Joe Biden as the fucking president, man.
Dude, they're going to hide him away. It's going to be so sad.
Time to say politics.
Yeah, dude. Shouts out to...
What has he done so far?
I don't know,
they
dude.
Signed some executive orders, and that's the politics
to do
corner.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I think
nothing's changed over here.
I think you make.
When are podcasters going to move to the front of the vaccine line?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
I think he made.
This is 100% true, and people should know this. But apparently, Russians were behind the vaccine.
So
the Russian people were making it, and so
we can't do it now.
If you're a liberal, you might want to think twice about getting that vaccine.
Yep.
In fact, the Russians made the masks also.
Whoa.
And
fuck, really?
There's a secret memo from Putin that went to Trump that said, boy, you know what would really steam my beans? If a bunch of liberals in America put guns in their mouths and pulled the trigger.
He would be pissed off.
That would bother him.
Yeah.
So maybe try that.
What size font do you want on this?
Something respectable, 12, 11.
12. Yeah. 11?
11.
But you want it readable.
12 is nice. 12 is the perfect.
A 12 Arial.
I'll be honest with you. 12 feels a little handicapped to me.
No.
Yeah, but we're doing a read. We want it big.
I can read fine print very
13
quickly.
13 is too big.
The smaller the font, the faster I read.
Because it reminds you of your dick?
That makes no sense.
Well, you didn't answer the question.
The question doesn't make any sense.
Oh, wow. Do you hear this, Adam?
What?
What?
It reminds me.
He reads faster when it's smaller because it reminds him of his dick, and he won't say. And he won't say that. Well,
reminds
not the
me.
Case.
Okay, it fine. Yes, like it reminds again. Me of how fast my dick gets hard.
Oh, it's like a hummingbird.
No, no. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
No, it makes.
What you just said doesn't make
my
sense.
My statement was
what I said makes sense.
It was a quality of fastness that was being expressed.
Because the letters aren't fast. Your ability to read is fast. The thing can't be fucking affected by the your dick. Your dick speed. It's size. Mm-hmm. We're talking about size, not quickness.
Yeah,
quickness is one of the variables.
We're celebrating the anniversary of Christopher Reeves's passing.
Oh, R.I.P.
He fell off the horse, right?
I think. I don't
know. No, he fell off the horse, then was paralyzed, then died years later.
Yeah, dude. You don't remember that? He was walking around or rolling around in the fucking chair.
Passed away.
Yeah. He looked like shit.
Look bad. Robin Williams and him went to fucking acting school together.
16 wow. years ago.
They were boys.
That's why they're such similar actors.
The acting school curse.
Yep. Well, one killed himself. One just got by a fucking horse.
If you're a man and you're into horseback riding in a certain
you're asking
way,
for it.
That's kind of that's.
But it wasn't. It wasn't just horseback riding. It was playing polo. He had mallets.
Oh,
that
no, sucks. He was. They were jumping over a fence, and then the horse's legs got caught on the like.
I thought it was a polo.
The horse
accident.
Was like, "I'm the horse, and this is jackass. This is horse jackass.
This is horse jackass, and this is paralyze a beloved cultural figure.
Yeah.
Speaking of. Speaking of, I saw Bam on Instagram said he's off all of the 25 prescriptions that he's been given, and his skateboarding is back to normal again.
Should we try and get him back on the pod?
Mm-hmm. So I just wishing the best to Bam.
Absolutely wish him the best. And let me just say, brother, open invite to get back on the podcast. Mm-hmm. This time, just us boys.
Yeah. No need I don't know. For maybe get
no need for your extended family Gene. Manager and Gene. Right. Yeah, Gene, Bam, and
yeah,
us.
That was wild. It was just all these extra people that were there,
and his wife. And
yeah,
his
that was
manager.
Awesome, man.
We should get Steve-O on to talk about Vinny because I guess he doesn't like Vinny.
Oh, really?
So we want to get the Steve-O.
Let's get
scoop.
Steve-O. Well, in the we mix. Should get Steve-O and Vinny and try to broker a peace accord.
Steve-O,
you know?
If you're out there listening to this right now, which and I know you are.
Yep.
Either you come on the show, mm-hmm.
or you've made yourselves three
or
powerful
you're an
enemies,
enemy,
or
yeah.
die.
Or die. We'll staple your nuts to your penis, not your not
I
your
I saw his
thigh.
Penis in real life, actually.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
At Madame Tussauds.
No, me and Brandon
Madame
Wardell in...
Madame 2 inches, the Adam Friedland Museum.
Me and Brandon Wardell and Jamel were walking down the street on Sunset in L.A., and he... a gentleman flipped over a bike, and then cameras popped out, and it was Steve-O trying to film a new pranks video, and he was wearing bike spandex, and then he had his penis out.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
was
respect.
Pretty funny. It was pretty.
How
yeah.
big is his cock?
I'm not sure if it was. I mean, it was his penis was painted the color of his like spandex. So I'm not sure if maybe it was a fake penis, but I'm pretty sure it was his real penis.
Like
it was
like
a nice
Pocahontas song.
Yeah.
Like the Pocahontas?
Exactly. The colors of the wind.
Oh, yeah. Yes. But you have once your penis is exposed in the air, though, I've seen you do it before. You close your eyes and you can smell exactly how big a cock
that
is.
That is true. Some people say it's a blessing.
Because of how gay you are.
I say it's a curse.
He uses echolocation.
Yeah.
He's clicking noises to figure out.
Uh-huh.
Where exactly? Now, Adam, we're coming up on the 20-minute mark here.
Okay.
You still haven't done your little printing and typing. John.
You're really fucking up the
No. Right away. Listen, I'm trying to...
Because you know we've vowed never to go a minute over an hour anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to hit our 20-minute mark.
Well, we're going to start shaving.
Shh.
I'm sorry.
Don't let people in on the secrets, dude.
All right, Nick, tell me what that looks like, the typing that I did.
All right, and then you've typed up all the points?
No, I just typed
Adam,
up...
Adam, if this doesn't say Nick is gay, you're not funny.
Oh, God, I didn't say that.
If you did your job for real.
I thought you said you wanted...
Oh, my God, Adam.
I thought you said you wanted the...
You didn't print a picture of a dick. You didn't say, fuck you, Nick, print it yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what you would have done to be funny.
Yeah, just awful.
What do you mean that's just awful?
That is just awful.
I was a secretary for years.
completely unprofessional.
It's unprofessional. It's not formatted nicely.
Mm-mm.
Even if you were trying to do a good job, you did a bad
job.
You didn't do a funny job
and
either.
You didn't do it, yeah, exactly. The only two modes that are acceptable in office de la sexual.
You should have tried to get Nick to say the N-word by printing it in there secretly.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
All right, I guess it's back to the drawing board here. Time to forward you more emails.
Okay, right away, Skip.
What do you mean?
Well, I was calling you Skip.
Oh, right, my nickname.
Yeah.
Which means captain.
Yeah, it means captain.
Who came up with that?
Skipper?
Because that was a gamble. Imagine being the Nate, because it has to go back to the 1800s, where if you insulted the captain, they would just like seal you in ice.
Yeah.
You'd be put in a block of ice and left to die.
There really was so much more decentralized total power in like the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Like so many like barely powerful people could have you killed so easily.
Yeah.
Whereas now I would say it's a little harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your boss can't rape you. Well, I guess.
That's the thing we really take for granted.
I guess you can.
Your boss can't rape you.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, for real.
Women have no idea how good they can.
Or kill you, or suck your dick against your will, which is also rape, I suppose.
All right, super.
I think men were getting raped at a good clip back in the day as well.
Okay.
Not as much.
All right. Okay.
But that's the thing. When women weren't in the workforce, somebody was getting raped. So it was probably weaker men.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
They saved us weaker men, the women.
The jail system. All right. Okay. Adam, I sent you this one. Once you get all this copy typed up, we'll be able to actually start doing the episode.
Okay.
We're not. And then, see, but now I've been distracted professionally and I can't get into the.
All right. Printing right up.
The clown zone. No, you better take that email and put the bullets in a
bullet
new document. Yeah. In a new document with the right URL at the top so I can see it. And now he's going to try and do the joke.
I would be textbook Adam. Hmm. The moment has passed and it's going to be fucking gay.
If you were a clown, I wouldn't hire you for a 3-year-old's birthday.
A 3-year-old
you'd
would love
fuck up. You'd fuck up the keys move.
Okay. I'm getting a spam risk from Franklinville, New York.
Let's plug it in. Let's hear what they say. Spam risk. Let's put them on the phone.
Okay.
Hello, thanks. You're on the air. Hello.
We've been trying to reach you concerning your vehicle's extended warranty.
Oh.
The one that I had gay sex in?
Since we've not gotten a response.
Of course. What's your name, Eric?
Hey, Eric, how about you suck my fucking dick, pal?
Well,
we're getting
you're just,
this guy.
Dude,
so
we
good,
are
dude.
Roasting this guy.
This guy is getting destroyed.
What was that, Eric?
Oh, who's that? Can we speak to a representative?
Can we speak to a guy with a bigger dick than you?
Can we have sex with your wife? Maybe?
Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. Never fucking call here again!
Okay. Well, that was a good one, dude.
Yeah,
we're taking it back to the what do you call it? We're taking the power back to the people.
Yes.
From the spam callers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that guy, if you're listening and you recognize that man's voice and you want to send his personal information.
Yep.
To any of us, we'll go ahead and we'll not look into it. And
okay,
it's one of my favorite photographs.
He printed a picture of Nick,
me and
Soder and Big J, where Nick looks short.
Where Nick looks short. It's a pretty funny picture.
Once again, though, the opportunity to do this was 10.
That was the first. You should have done it the first time.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And now I'm going to print a picture of Adam.
No,
trying
stop
to,
printing. Don't print.
I'm going to
print.
Struggling to bench press.
No, don't print that picture.
Adam struggling.
You
what
promise.
Was it, 45 pounds?
No, it wasn't 45 pounds.
It's a 45-pound bar, and he was having trouble.
No, I was just doing that for the form.
Just trouble re-racking it.
No, I wasn't having trouble. I was doing that for the form.
I don't think so, mate. Okay.
All right. That should be the bullet points coming up.
Well, I'll tell you what. While you're waiting for the other read to be read, maybe you can enjoy BlueChew.com.
No. No, sorry. I'm having trouble with the printer today.
You did it again.
Well, tell you what. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com.
Oh, yeah.
BlueChew.com offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the active ingredients
Sildenafil and
Tadalafil. There you go.
And you know
why'd they make those so hard to pronounce?
Yeah. I don't know. They should have called them Dick Hardium.
That's because these are fake scientists.
Yep.
They came up with the dick pills and they're like, they're feeling bad about themselves, so they have to give their medicine like complicated names.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they can feel cooler than they are.
I say Dick Hardium and Coxstiffnium. That's what I would name them.
Chewables can work faster than the others because you can chew them up.
Yep.
Chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or empty stomach.
Cum or food.
You can eat cum or food. Are you printing that, Adam? What's going on with the printing?
I don't know. It's the... There's a network issue.
Right? What the...
Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah, that should be it.
It's going to be the same joke over and over
again. No, it's not. That should be it.
We'll see. He's going to run out the clock.
That should be the bullet points.
And you printed it sideways.
He printed fucking...
I'm not... I don't know how you...
Landscape style.
Well, I just wanted... I thought you had all the information.
What is this? I look like I'm at a menu restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm at some kind of fucking...
What, are those,
what is this?
Some kind of menu fucking place? Fucking
menu...
Right.
I look like what? I'm Johnny McDonald's over here. Yeah, like, let me get the Bichon Frise.
That's right.
Let me have... Yeah,
oh,
let me
you're
get
the Beijing McDonald's?
Let me have the roasted... the roasted Qui-Gon Jinn, if you don't mind. And then I think we'll have some of the soy sauce. That's right. I look like a freaking clown.
Yeah, dude.
I look like an idiot.
I didn't mean to humiliate you.
You honestly do.
And
you know what? The people can feel it.
They know
what
they know. I'm humiliated.
Yeah,
and they're feeling bad for me because everyone who listens to the show, they identify with me.
Yeah, that's true. For
sure. I'm the most relatable one.
That's true.
I'm the everyman.
Yeah,
you know.
Nice, brother.
Anyways, Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is a wonderful drug if you have a fucked up penis for multiple reasons. You could be very fat. That's me. Mm. You could be secretly gay. That's Nick.
Mm-hmm.
You could have incredibly low testosterone.
That's me.
That's Adam.
The only reason to be gay is because it's a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the funnest part.
That's the appeal to me. Yeah. The secret part.
All these damn queers out loud.
That's why I'm against LGBT stuff, because if you take away being secretly gay, it ruins
it. Yeah. It ruins the whole...
Gays used to be
it
spies.
It ruins the thrill, dude. Mm-hmm.
They used to be like...
James Bond.
James Bond.
Craig Spence.
And they used to have very good art.
Richard Simmons.
You know, now we have fucking... What's his name?
Esco.
Gary Glitter. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Gary Glitter was a pedophile.
It only takes
a few
minutes.
The Glitter guy? Randy Glitter?
Gary
Randy
Glitter.
Rainbow.
Randy Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. LeVar Burton. Famous homosexual.
Randy Rainbow.
The chewables from BlueChew.com can be taken on a full or empty
stomach. That's right.
I'm not.
It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly.
Mm-hmm.
No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Very discreet packaging.
It's got swastikas all over. People are like, what is
this guy's a Nazi, but his dick works fine.
It's Nazi literature. It's Mark Twain, but they put in more N-words. It's The Adventures of Beepleberry
Beep. It's the double abridged.
The Adventures of Beepleberry Beep. by Mark Ass Twain.
Mark Ass Twain.
Adventures of Beepleberry Bleep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's in a book. It's in a book.
Tom's
hollowed out. All the dick pills are in that book.
Tom Sayer.
Yeah, Tom Ensayer.
Tom Sayer.
Yeah.
And Bleepleberry Bleep comes over and he's like, what you doing that fast, Tom? What you be doing? He's like, I'm painting the N-word on it. Like, why? Like, I don't know. Some bitch told me to. Some bitch said, she sucked my dick if I paint this fence.
Wow.
Shit, I'm trying to get my dick sucked. He's like, well, why don't you paint the fence then, motherfucker? And then he did. And then Tom, when he got some pussy on the side, well, that bitch called himself the N-word on the fence.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a good book.
Yeah. What else happens?
They fake their death. I was lying. I've never read that gay bullshit.
You didn't read it in middle school?
I tried to, but it was fucking boring.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what's not boring.
Getting your dick hard?
The no in-person doctor visit. Doing the video conference.
Which, Zooming, Adam, you have some experience
Zooming
with.
Into the meeting at BlueChew.com to get your dick pills and getting confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew and do it. Here's a deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code COMETOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. Mm-hmm. That's BL.
I take them like vitamins. I don't know if you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had sex in months, and I just take a dick pill every day to get my dick hard and to elevate my heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another way to, and because it tastes like candy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what? You could do that too, guys.
Yeah.
I did one time, I took a dick pill and I fucked. And then the effects last a nice amount of time. And I had a weird dream the next day about fucking an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and I was just, in my dream, I was pounding this old bitch. And
you got pussy in it.
I literally woke up, I'm not even joking, humping my bed.
I
was fucking, my dick was like pushing into my bed, and my dick was like pushed up onto my stomach. It kind of hurt.
I had a cool dream that I was in like a defensive driving class, and everyone was calling me an idiot.
And then you shot up the school.
No. And then a bunch of people got trapped under ice, and I had to swim under the ice and save them. And I was the only person that could do it.
Your dick was hard from BlueChew.com.
It was from BlueChew. But then half the people were dead in the dream.
Damn.
They were like, well, thanks for recovering the bodies at least.
Damn.
Well, you got half of them. That's pretty good.
Were you wearing scuba gear or were you just...
I just went in.
Damn, bro.
They're like, if anyone else does it, they'll die.
They'll die, but not you.
No, you have been talking about...
taking cold showers.
Yeah, exactly. You've been talking about cold water swimming, too.
Dude, I want to go to Brighton and do the...
Let's go, dude. I got my wetsuit.
All right. I need somebody to, because if you can just die.
I'm not interested.
If you do
in
it
that,
wrong, if you just go in there and you don't like, yeah. I would probably die.
You're not
going
to
die from the polar bear plunge, bro.
Well, if you jumped in the water, that'd probably fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
Walking out there.
Nah, you got to jump.
Yeah.
You got to jump.
You got to bring a shit ton of cigarettes so you can warm up after.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Get your lungs fucking hot.
Yeah, you got to.
Inside.
You got to. It's like a
you got to take
engine.
A big ass bong rip and then jump.
Yeah,
then
nothing makes me inside. Gets me hotter
so
than.
So use BlueChew.com promo code COMETOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com promo code COMETOWN. COMETOWN is spelled C.
Fuck. You got it, dude.
Sound it out.
I know that one from the candy. M.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. T O W and N as in. Oh no, sorry. I should erase that part. I don't know why that's in the copy.
That's the only one they tell you how to spell phonetically.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, just calling up. C is in.
No. Okay. We don't have to do this. Everyone can figure out where this bit is going at home. But
if you're new to the show, I think you could probably also figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you, it would be funny if somebody started listening like right now.
Mm-hmm. They're like, "This is jacked up. These guys are fucking fucked up,
mm-hmm. twisted, if you will."
Yeah, one of these guys is hot. Mm-hmm. He sounds
from the
awesome.
Voice, from the
I
voice,
I can tell,
yeah.
And he's got an awesome one laugh. Of these guys, I want to suck his cock.
Sounds physically overheated.
No,
to the extent that he had to remove his clothes in 15 degree weather.
First of all, I'm wearing heat gear leggings. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So I'm hot. I'm running hot from the bottom. So I'm letting a little steam off up top.
Damn, leggings remind me of the woods.
Yeah,
I wish we were still.
We're gonna go
woods.
Back, dude. This show is gonna become a vacation show.
Yeah, that'd
we're
be
gonna
cool.
go on mm-hmm. four vacations a year, mm-hmm. do all the episodes.
We should have. They should give us. Look, if guys grow, if Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives can be on the air for now, I think at this point 37 years.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Then there's no reason that we can't have. I would love to have a travelogue show. And they're like, mm-hmm. we're here at McDonald's.
Yeah. And we're here at the pizza place right by the cabin that we got.
Yeah. We're at the McDonald's in fucking in Wilmington, Delaware. The only one where you're allowed to smoke inside. Sir, can you put that out, please? Shut up. After telling the bitch to shut up, we continued smoking.
And eating some PBJs we brought from home.
Eating peanut butter and Gina sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. That's some yummy stuff.
Adam, why the fuck isn't the URL on this copy?
on the menus. That's
well, the
sauce.
URL is on the other page that I printed.
What other page?
The one
little
one?
Said, the little one that one. Sucked?
Well, if you put them
the
together.
The one that fucking sucked, bro?
Look, I'm trying
what, to... What, do we need two pages?
Look at this, dude. I'm trying to read this, and it's giving
I'm
me,
sorry, dude. Nick, you take a break. Take
work,
a breather, dude.
I work too goddamn
you work too
hard.
Too damn hard, bro.
Yeah.
To be reading a sideways-ass paper.
Adam's Mark Twaining me into having to do more work than
which
I want.
Which is so
I'm
fucked
not
Mark
up.
Mark Twaining you.
Yeah. So fucked up.
I just printed it in landscape. Hamburger
Sam Clemens.
Sam you think my boy Sammy got quote, pussy?
The man who prints sideways is known to have a small dick.
Yep.
But if that wasn't enough, he's also gay.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Well, Mark Twain was, you know, not just very funny, but also very insightful.
And he had some great views on the Jewish people.
Lincoln, it was said that Lincoln knew Adam, and he thought he was a fag.
Abraham?
Shade? Yeah, it's Shelby Foote in the Civil War documentary.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, shouts out to our boy Shelby.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think Shelby is a gay name. It's a girl's name. They would often tease me about it, and I would always say to them, actually, it's Adam that's a girl's name.
How would you know?
And they would say that's true.
There are a lot of Adams that are not girls. Most of them.
Yeah,
actually.
Adam Sandler's cool. Who else? Adam.
Adam West, Batman.
Adam West is okay.
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver. Adam Kylo Driver. Ren. Yeah.
I could take or leave Adam Driver.
I don't mind him. I know it's cool to not like him. Or a
is
lot
it
of people,
cool?
A lot of people are like, he's ugly. Don't say he's cute.
No.
I think he's cute.
I think he could get his... I think he could lay some pipe.
Yeah,
but I'm
think
just saying...
He's cute.
You know. I want to rewatch Star Wars on mushrooms, man.
It's very bad.
If you... No. Take it back.
On mushrooms, I don't know.
It's awesome on mushrooms. I've never seen the new ones without mushrooms. And by the way, the old ones, not that good.
Which ones?
I don't know. I rewatched them. They weren't that good. I rewatched Empire. It was not that good.
Yeah, everyone knows Revenge of the Sith, the best one.
Is that what people say?
No.
Which one is Revenge
I know,
of the
I
Sith?
Think it's like there's like...
Oh, I loved Revenge of the Sith in the movie theater.
I think
Which one is Revenge of the Sith?
I think that's part three,
that's
maybe?
The last
or
one
part
of the
two?
Prequels.
Oh, yeah. I'm due for... getting fucked up and watching all of those movies and passing out 10 minutes into the first one.
Into the pod racing scene.
You know what I want to do? I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I want to take mushrooms and watch Lord of the Rings.
It's not good, dude.
I don't think
I've
it's
tried
good.
I've tried a billion times to be like,
but
you
know
what? I'm doing it. I'm getting a fucking bag of pizzeria pretzel combos.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking
Big
some,
respect.
I'm taking some pills.
Family size, mm-hmm. I hope.
And yes. And then also Muddy Buddy Chex
Mix. Oh, Muddy Buddies, bro. Come on. Yeah.
That is the good
that
shit.
That just got me happy.
Doing a couple of lines of blow. Fucking okay. Taking some Kratom pills. Snorting ketamine. And then doing Percocet. Yeah. Now I'm ready to understand.
To enjoy.
Now you're at
art. A film.
Now I'm ready to be a guy that hasn't had a drink in 8 years.
Yep. I'm so proud of you for being sober.
To be ready.
To get up, down, up, up, down, down, and up, and middle.
Yeah.
Just being regular.
Just fucking really.
Just take all that stuff and just be in the middle.
Don't you feel like when you take mushrooms and you look in the mirror, you look like an elf?
When I've done ketamine in the past and I've looked in the mirror, I look like the ugliest person I've
well,
ever
seen.
Well,
that's
yeah,
just, dissociative,
my face.
Dissociative will turn
I
your
hate
face,
my face so
into
much.
All like just different discrete components. So it's like,
I hate it.
You're looking at it and it's just like eyes and a nose and a mouth and shit.
I'm like, this is one of the most
maybe
hideous
I got just sort of
I've
like placed on your head.
Yeah,
like Mr. Potato Head.
It
style.
Really hurts
really?
My feelings. Yeah, I can't look in a mirror.
Maybe
you sent us a really ugly picture this morning. You looked hideous.
I know. I thought we were all sending ugly pics.
Wait,
no,
what?
We were saying,
looked good.
We looked good, but you looked like a...
I looked good. You told
Adam,
me
you
I
look like
ugly
you just like went through a difficult labor in that picture.
Well,
you
I
really
did a difficult
look,
labor.
Didn't he look like it's just, I'm so
you
happy
really
to be a mom.
Do, man.
I thought we were all sending each
there's
other pics from bed.
There's a man looking
color,
down at this woman, and he's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Look how disgusting. I guess this bitch gave me a son.
Yeah,
I will never be able to fuck this woman again.
No, I'm looking at it from
I thought this was just for us.
This is you after a difficult day.
had to do a cesarean.
But you did blow your pussy out. I've been trying to get it out.
Pussy
first.
Blown out, and then they had to. And then they're like, ugh. And they still had to push it back in and did a C-section.
Oh, you really think my picture was ugly, Adam?
No, I thought we were all sending each other bedroom photographs.
I wasn't in bed. I was sitting at my table doing work.
I'm fucking up in the morning.
Boudoir.
Me and Stav both get up. I was sending emails, working on some projects.
I get up at 7 a.m. every day.
You're snoozing like a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Looking bad, looking dehydrated.
On the how to print stuff out like an asshole Wikipedia page.
Listen, I'm in the middle
of moving. What's the most asshole way to print?
Stop, you landscape. Do actually look nice. You know, your skin looks really good.
Say something nice about me, too.
Thank you.
Nick, I like that spit tool on your lip. Yeah.
It's coffee.
Is it coffee?
Yeah. My skin also looks spittle. Good.
Your skin does look good. My skin is pretty dried out right now. Yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. I told you that my skin gets dried out when I don't use my dandruff shampoo enough.
Is that so? The rest
I have
of your
something
skin?
Called dermatitis, and the central column of my face dries out. Okay.
You have spermatitis?
I'm trying to do a medical fucking.
Well, you know what will absolutely cure dermatitis? Yep. 100% guaranteed by the FDA.
Yeah. And we're allowed to make that claim legally.
No. We don't know what that is, but we know it's something
cum. It's drinking cum. We'll do that. But yeah. Something that can't cure anything, but is
but
nice.
It's pretty cool.
But it's very. Hold on. Yeah. See, this this is what you need to fix. What? This needs to not be this specifically the problem.
What's wrong with landscape?
The whole point of this is so that I don't very easily readable thing.
Yeah,
you have made the least accessible. Everything is small.
But this was the problem.
It's not small. You said
this
take
is the problem.
Bullet points and print it out.
Is the fucking where it says due to FDA regulations, we are not legally permitted to state. That our supplements
so don't,
can
don't
be
say it. Don't say
but that
it.
Comes after the first line that says it is very helpful for. And I can't.
You
we're
need
not,
to, you need to fucking bold it next time.
No, just take this fucking line out and put the FDA regulations thing first.
Well, that's on the other paper.
We already dismissed the other paper.
You need the other paper because that has the promo code.
I'm getting hot.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm getting.
Where's the other paper?
I'll
here's
tell
the other
you right
paper.
Now.
I'm getting you the other paper. This is.
We better go to this a product, nice lunch after this.
All right. I'm buying.
There
I'm
better
buying.
Be a nice lunch.
No, it's
lunch.
My week to buy.
Oh, it's Stav's week to buy.
I'll buy it like I buy it every time.
No, I bought last week.
No,
this
did.
Is what the FDA wants
in,
us to
I
say.
I bought it, so I took us out in our in my Cadillac.
In your 57 Chevy, yeah.
Should I get a big Cadillac?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Just for going to lunch?
Yes. Yeah.
Your lunch mobile.
I'm going to hire a go down
this
to Brighton.
This product is not intended. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kratom is a plant. Look, if you already fuck with Kratom, then ignore what we're going to say and just go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown and super speciosa. Okay, for 20% off your next order. Getsuperleaf.com/cumtown, 20% off your next order. Now, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So we none of that shit. But I will say it's nice.
It's
I like
nice.
It. And you should buy it.
If this product is intended to be nice.
I don't know if this you're allowed to say this, but it definitely fucks you up.
You can get fucked up off
their
this
their recommended
shit.
Dose is
in
very
a pinch
nice.
Where you can't get fucking pills,
yeah.
Check this shit
check
out.
Check this shit out because it is most definitely a drug.
But it's legal.
For the time being, there is a loophole that allows you to buy it over the fucking you can, internet.
Except for in some backwards state like Alabama.
Except for that bullshit where they might... Where's that fucking fat bitch Sarah Sanders
super,
running?
Hold on. Super
she running? She's running for governor or something.
Super.
Bullshit,
super get superleaf.com. And what separates them from their competitors is that most Kratom brands are manufactured in really poor conditions.
Bullshit.
Naked garages. Ladies. Naked Guatemalan ladies with their titties out so they can't steal anything.
Yeah, yeah like cool. Fucking
New Jack City, but not as professional.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these are home-based businesses selling products out of their garage. Most Kratom on the market has potentially unsafe levels of bacteria.
And that's true. Yep.
And sometimes guys cocks.
I'm legitimately having trouble reading this. I'm struggling to read.
So congratulations.
Can I read? I can read it.
Go ahead, Adam. Read it.
Yeah. Let me see. Pass me the paper.
You don't know how to read.
You got to pass me the paper, and then I can read it.
You're in third grade.
Read it.
Fifth grade.
I'll get my laptop out.
Reading yet?
I try to put the laptop
only
away.
We know reading. Adam is a third grade
listen,
baby.
Listen. I want to
dip your head in gravy. Stick bubble gum in your face and fuck you in the ass.
Okay.
We all know how the song goes. All
right, stop. That's gross.
Things like salmonella, E. coli, and mold are common.
Ugh, and, I hate all that shit. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, and that's you can only get that kind of stuff. It's super...
No. You don't get that. That's the competitors.
That's the competitors.
Yes.
That's cool that you get to say that. Imagine we did a read for Burger King. They're like, did you know McDonald's is filled with dog shit? Often there's poison. We pasteurize our kratom, which means they put it in the microwave. I think.
Yeah,
I
for
think
90 so. Seconds. Yeah. 90,
they just buzz it in the mic real quick. Mm-hmm. You know,
and then it's clean.
And then our kratom, and then test rigorously
to protect our customers. We meet the American Kratom Association.
Oh yeah, but you're reading
standard.
It off a laptop, not a fucking fucked up piece of paper.
But it's smaller here than it is on that.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so at all.
We meet the American Kratom Association standards for quality, verified by third party audit. And our product is handled as a food product.
The AKA
it's a food,
also
guys,
stands for
the
American the
way the
Kennel
supplement should be.
Wow. Yeah. Dogs?
Yeah, dogs. American Kennel
there's
Association.
There's an American Kratom Association.
There's a video intro to
that's
their
what
brand.
I'm saying. Is that there's
should we play
them.
The video intro?
AKA also a black lady sorority.
American Kennel Association, the logo, it's a, like a cat, an Asian guy wearing a 10-gallon hat. It says, what's on the menu, partner? And there's a brand, like a barbecue
that's
brand.
Cool.
Yeah, American Kennel Association. Our dogs are finally grown.
Some of the most delicious
most
dogs.
Most delicious dogs you've ever seen. USDA. That's Andrew Yang's America. That's what we're looking forward to, dude. When he becomes president of New York.
He's a real New Yorker.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny that Shane got fired for saying chink on his show, and then Andrew Yang was like, I'd like to reach out to Shane, and we can talk about saying chink.
Yeah.
And then they spoke on the phone.
Shane said he was
Shane was
man.
Like, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah,
he
Shane seems, said he was
listen,
really cool.
He seems cool. He's just a fucking dunce.
Well, I'm just saying that's like a wild series of events to happen.
So you're
listen,
trying to get
Andrew Yang.
You're trying to get a phone call from Andrew
I'm trying
Yang.
To have a fucking position in the Andrew Yang mayor's office because he will be mayor of New York.
Yep.
I don't think so.
No, yeah. You know who's putting him there? Xi Jinping.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He's being installed. Okay, they are these guys, the Kratom guys, are passionate about what they do, and they view Kratom as something that one day can help just as many people as cannabis does.
GetSuperLeaf.com/cumtown.
The stories they hear from their customers are absolutely incredible. People are able to ditch their prescriptions with Kratom and lead a healthier, more productive life.
They sent a link to how to pronounce super speciosa.
Super speciosa.
Because I guess I was saying it wrong.
It's super speciosa.
I don't know. Maybe it's Italian.
How about they link to this dick and balls? Just make sure the fucking check clears. Superspeciosa.com.
Super speciosa.
Then we give a fuck how you pronounce it.
Speciosa? What would it be?
Super speciosa.
They don't have C in Italian, right? It's
speciosa.
Cinema? Super specinima?
Super specimosa.
Special education. I take a
special
education classes.
I'm a high sanitizer.
The research shows that Kratom interacts with the opioid receptors, but in a much safer way. Significantly lower risk of dependence and respiratory depression. Respiratory depression is what causes people to die from opioid overdoses. So good news, it's significantly lower of a risk than heroin. Mm-hmm. That's right. It is you have a much less chance of dying of a Kratom overdose.
There's chances to fuck up every day. I'm out here riding a fucking bike, no helmet. I'm taking my life into my hands.
This is significant given the opioid epidemic we face as a country. If you or anyone on your team has any interest, you can skim through this presentation recently given by Dr. McCurdy.
Is it Janet McCurdy's dad?
Yeah, he figured out how it was possible for her to have sex with Andre Drummond. That was his first...
A leading Kratom researcher from the University of Florida.
From just a scientific standpoint, would like to see his dick go into her pussy. mm-hmm. for signs.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to jack off to that necessarily. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What are you trying to jack off to?
Many girls with big tits sucking dick, getting their pussies fucked.
Your girls with big tits and sucking dick.
Or honestly, what I like to jack off to is after I send a picture of my dick to a girl, she says, wow, that looks nice, and then sends me a picture of her breasts. Mm-hmm. I like that more than porn, I would
say.
They
do that for you?
Sure. It feels like a really nice like boost to have a girl look at your dick and say that looks cool.
Really all I want to do is be in the woods and chop firewood. That would feel good right now.
That would be cool. I want to go on some kind of training montage. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a training montage part
get
of my
life.
Get
into falconry?
I don't want to get into falconry. You know what?
Imagine if I had a big ass bird on my arm and it's just sitting there on the glove and Adam prints something off wrong.
And the bird.
And the bird just fucking
picks his eye out.
Tears his face off. And then it flies back over the
calmly.
The 2 feet that flies. Just all slow and then lands on my arm. And I say, good boy.
What's its name?
Eric.
Good boy, Eric.
Eric the Falcon sucked your cock,
Adam. Falcon, and he just fucked it. You're bleeding all over the place. And I'm like, could we please do the show?
Yeah.
Could you please? Do I have to send the bird over there again?
You know what? Nick, I'll say this. You know what would
don't listen to him, Eric.
You know what would
you know what would hurt?
You know what
would don't hurt? Anything he has to say has nothing to do with you. It's a personal problem. You did your job, Eric.
You know what?
Valuable
it's
part
very
of
refreshing to have somebody do his job around here.
A little tiny microphone that goes to the bird's mouth, and we just put it to we slowly turn Adam's levels down and Eric's up as we replace Adam with the show
with
Falcon.
Eric the show Falcon?
Mm. Yeah.
That would be kind of
you
cool.
Know, he can go get us lunch.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be cool.
We put a little tiny scroll over his foot.
Yep.
That'd be cool if we pitched to Silicon Valley.
He's not your bird. You're not contributing anything to spit.
No, we pitch to
you're
Silicon
not, you're
Valley.
You're not pitching anything.
We pitch a delivery app, but it's all done by falconry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then everyone has a falcon. It's not special.
Mm-hmm. No, every restaurant would have a falcon.
They have to bring over Indian falcons that were doctors in their country. And they're like, where I lived, they would have me do face surgery on the ugliest women. I would peck their faces to make... And now I come here and I do Uber Eats. And I am a talking falcon from India.
I like the idea that, yeah, he's doing the surgery with his beak.
Yeah.
Pecking her a big-ass nose, making it smaller.
You're watching Preeti Makeover on Bravo. All of the good doctors in India have moved to America to work for Uber Eats. And now all we have left is falcons.
Hopefully those falcons will make my wife's teeth bigger.
Shoot off. The falcons are laying eggs in their breasts. To her. She has big lumpy breast eggs. You have to put the eggs in there and crack them. So the teeth become juicy but crunchy.
That is honestly a thing I would not want in a breast.
What, eggshells?
Eggshells.
Yeah.
Would fuck up the whole vibe.
Yeah.
Although maybe over time, don't people like put like eggshells on their hair or some shit? Maybe it would make it nice.
What?
It dissolves. Doesn't eggshells have like some fucking kind of nutrients?
People put it in the garden.
Maybe the garden is what
I'm thinking.
Yeah,
yeah. People put it in compost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like eggshells people claim have a lot of fucking properties. So maybe it would be fine if it dissolves into the titty.
Oh, I tried a new mushroom the other day that apparently is supposed to help your brain.
What is it?
It's called lion's mane mushroom. It tastes like crab meat.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Was it good, actually?
It tastes like fucking... It tastes like
where'd you get it from?
Like a California roll, like fake crab meat. It tastes great.
Lion's mane...
I got it at the farmer's market.
Lion's mane mushroom. Let me look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been getting into mushrooms recently.
Fantastic. That's a buy right there. Lion's mane mushroom is a buy.
Adam, it's also a buy?
Yeah. What's that mean?
Sexual.
Oh, this looks interesting, this mushroom.
It looks cool. It looks like it has hair.
Well, how'd you make it? You grill it?
I just sauteed it with a little bit of garlic.
I love to grill mushrooms.
I did a dry saute because it has a lot of water come out of it.
My name is Mushroom
And then I put
saute.
In a little bit of
mushroom saute.
Extra virgin and then a little bit of garlic.
Adam, why don't you, shut the fuck up. Riff out mushroom saute?
Okay.
I read the Wikipedia page for the movie Gravity.
So, mushroom saute is a sounds.
I'm pissed. Sounds like a that she had. She didn't
transsexual. Okay.
You keep going.
Like we're an African American transsexual. Okay, keep going.
Sandra Bullock's armpit should have not been shaved. She's in space.
I don't even remember what the fuck. Movie came out 8 years ago. How do you remember that
it's
detail?
Something I was pissed off about.
The biggest flaw in the movie to me is where there are two astronauts already in space working on the satellite, and George Clooney floats up, and he's like, so what are you doing up here? What?
Also, she's scared to be in space.
Is she?
Yeah, she doesn't even want to be there.
Well, the real biggest issue with the movie is that this is supposed to be a person that's been immobilized after the death of their child, but it's like, you're an astronaut. You accomplished something that
like four people on Earth.
They're like, I haven't really been able to do anything since my son died. Like, except become an astronaut and go to space. She's like a teacher.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But she should have hairy armpits.
Yeah.
And maybe you should see a little pussy hair coming out of the side
I
of her.
I feel like they all have hairy armpits.
The space suit, because space is a vacuum, but so is a pussy.
Of course.
So it equals out. So there's really no reason a female astronaut should have the suit covering any part of her.
Well, that's
pussy.
How a black hole starts.
Logically speaking.
Logically, that's
their
so
pussy
true.
Should be completely
it
exposed.
It reverses the gravitational rays
it does.
Of space.
Yeah. I think well, they put them in the suit and their pussy's sucking up all the air from the male astronauts.
Yeah, and that's why George Clooney died in that movie.
Listen, you're going to have to seal your pussy. Yeah. One of it, either your pussy dies or I do. And she's like, you. It's men always have to sacrifice themselves for women. That's always the story. How cool would it be if you remade Titanic and fucking Jack made that bitch Rose sink?
That would.
And he got the movie. The movie is about an old man that got pussy, and then,
starts telling a different story immediately about a different girl he got pussy from.
Yeah, he's like, and then in 1930,
Rose is like 4 minutes of the movie.
I was in Harlem and I fucked every bitch in that jazz.
That's a much better movie, dude. Yeah. He's like, I guess she did die.
Oh yeah, I was on the.
I got pussy on the Titanic. And then all we see is where all we see is her tits.
Yeah.
And then that's the whole part he remembers.
And she was so in love with me, she just sank into the ocean while I floated off on some shit. She could have been on one of the rich people boats.
That's how you know I had good ass dick. Dumb anyway, slut. As soon as I got back on land, I fucked this Puerto Rican bitch.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have them. Now we got them all over the place. Back then, they were not around.
Yeah, I was on an island. I thought I was going to have to fuck this Galapagos turtle. But suddenly, the big titty natives came out of the forest.
Dude, I want to see Jack.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that movie.
That'd
be
a great movie, dude. Yeah. Titanic for guys.
For the fellas.
Just Jack remembering all the pussy he got.
Fuck. I love you so much, Jack. Do you love me? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You want to give me pussy in this car?
In the car, yeah.
I'm trying to get some car pussy.
It's literally just him narrating, and all the like flashbacks are hardcore pornography.
Dude, the biggest ass tits. She's just letting me. We were fucked up. And I was like, let me draw you. That was my move.
That was like
if women think you're
an
artist. I used to carry a guitar around. Didn't know how to play the thing.
No, nope.
You just use it to get pussy.
And honestly, they don't know this, but I would draw the naked shit. It was just a stencil, and then I would just have to fucking fuck up their face.
I took a picture of her naked while she was sleeping, and then I just traced it while she was sitting. And she didn't know. That's how dumb this bitch is. Because they didn't have revenge porn laws back then. Photography was brand new. you just photograph a bit. You rip her shirt off while she's asleep. Take a picture, and then you trace them, and then they think you're an artist.
Uh-huh.
They show it to all their friends, and they're like, I can't wait to get pussy from this guy who just got back from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I would love that movie, dude. Mm-hmm.
put Leonardo DiCaprio in fucking prosthetic makeup. Don't even get
just
up.
Just halfway through, he's like, listen, you got to fuck my friend Fabrizio.
You're going to have to give my friend Fabrizio a taste.
Come on, baby.
And he's like, escucci, uno, dos, tres. Como se dice spaghetti?
Yeah. Fabrizio's just fat as shit sitting next to him in the chair next to him. Eating spaghetti and smiling.
I can't wait to get some pussy also.
We got so much pussy, Jack.
What other dumb movies where men have to sacrifice themselves for women? Just redo all of them.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're remaking everything, just redo
for guys.
Yeah, you don't even have to change.
The pendulum swings both ways, exactly. Girls.
Is that you don't make a you make the guy version of a girl's movie, but this time it's you do actually switch some fucking expectation, right? Okay. Instead of it just being like the guy version of like Yaya Sisterhood or whatever.
Right?
Because that would just be a movie for gay men.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is it? It's pants. They both they all share.
They
pants.
All have
that's
a
the
pair
Sisterhood
of
the pants.
The sister, the Yaya Sisterhood.
You should see that
smiling.
Movie. You should see that movie stuff because it takes place in the Greek islands.
I might rewatch Mona Lisa today. That movie's so good.
Mona Lisa Smile?
No, Mona Lisa, the Bob Hoskins.
No, you're talking about Mona Lisa Smile, dude.
Stop trying to take shots before I send the bird.
I don't want stop the
before Eric comes
listen,
at you.
Listen, the pain that Eric would inflict me from his talons would not hurt as much as the pain of you making a new friend and ditching me for some sort of bird.
You mean a pet?
Well, I don't know.
It wouldn't be a friend.
It's not a man.
A pet is a
you're
friend.
Jealous of a fucking animal,
you're
dude?
You're jealous of a pet, dude.
I'm not jealous.
That's fucking pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Are we jealous of Isis?
A little bit. Sometimes.
Not at all.
No,
never.
I would be jealous of your dog.
We like her.
You, it's better than me?
Equally.
It's the only reason we're friends with
I'll
you.
Take equally. That's nice of you.
The only reason we're friends, the only reason you're on this show is because you have a dog.
Yep.
Well, I
balances
that.
Out the vibe.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say?
Nothing.
No.
You think
absolutely nothing.
No, I was going to say something. Shut up. I had something to say before.
Fucking shit is what you were going to
What's for fucking lunch?
I know, no, dude. No, I'm so.
We hit the hour mark, boys. Let's figure out what we're going to eat.
Did we hit the hour?
I think so.
Maybe we should do another read just for fun.
For money?
For money or fun?
Yeah, we'll do one on spec. We're going to start doing spec.
Fuck. I want. Is there any place to get
everyone
seafood?
Everyone knows
why don't we just
about
boil
driving
our own
a car
seafood?
Is having to pump the gas. That's why Tesla has invented a car that runs purely on batteries.
fucking Elon. Can we rob his ass, dude? Mm. Let me get a fucking.
Elon?
Let me get $2 million, Elon. That's all I want. Give me $2 million. I want to buy a fucking
that's
brownstone.
Nothing to him.
I know.
He could buy so many brownstones.
I want a brownstone. Give me $2 million, Elon.
Can you imagine
to Texas.
How much criticism she would face if Elon Musk was a woman?
So fucking true.
A woman could never.
She wouldn't be allowed to have that much money.
She wouldn't. They wouldn't allow it.
They would kill her.
They would.
They would find her and they would fucking shit in her pussy.
Damn, I'm trying to throw up on the mic, but I can't.
I can't
I'm gonna start because people get mad if we eat on the mic. What if we started throwing up on the mic?
Yeah, how would you like that? You fucking dunce.
You're
I
listening
bet you they would hate
to
it.
The hot girl politics podcast. We do bulimia on the mic.
Yeah.
People getting mad at Red Scare for doing bulimia on the show. They keep not eating on the show. Oh, stop not eating into the mic. It's disgusting. We're just kidding. We've patched up our friendships with them, and by we, I mean me.
Oh, interesting.
No, interesting.
Well, I went to a New Year's party featuring Anna. It was nice.
Okay.
We had a good time. Before people start spreading rumors about some kind of intra-show animosity.
Well, I don't know.
There's absolutely no beef.
There's nothing. There's no beef.
Okay, I mean, I don't. Yeah, Adam.
So I watched
the
movie.
Enemies on in the
they're
war,
not my natural
war
enemies.
Of weights.
Anyway, I watched the movie Jack true. This weekend, where Robin Williams is an adult but a boy,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's pretty absurd.
how hot his mom is.
Who's his mom?
Diane Lane, peak 10 of 10 Diane Lane. Like
Diane Lane.
The perfect Diane Lane.
You know what I watched?
Actually, hold on. Every woman, did you watch that movie?
It was, I don't know, something that was put on at maybe 2:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a horrible movie.
It's Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, that's so weird.
But it is kind of, I do want to like program a film festival where I play that and Clifford and, there's damn. One other movie that I
Diane
think.
Diane Lane's got some nice titties.
Diane Lane is the hottest all woman right, of all
let's
time.
Bring up her tits.
She gets fucked in that movie Unfaithful with Richard Gere.
That's what I'm looking
it's a
at.
A very good sex scene.
That's what I'm looking at. Well, what the fuck? Is this a bitch that looks like her? She's getting fucking torn up? Who the fuck is this? Diane Lane stolen sex tape.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. You got your fucking child things on?
I'm like, oh, you know what I did? I just heard. There's some fucking website, like a Jerusalem Estates. It's some apartment complex in Israel. And for whatever reason, like, they're fucking ads. But these shysters put something in, like, the code of their ad. So if you're scrolling on a website, it stops scrolling when you hit their ad. So you accidentally click on the ad.
Oh.
And I've accidentally clicked on their ad like 100 times. So I had to block their website.
As you should have.
But when you block it, like the only way to block an individual website on the iPhone, you have to like block all adult content.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm watching something that people only claim. Do you think this is Diane Lane?
No. Yeah. That's the scene from the movie.
No, that's just a porn.
No, that's the movie.
She looks kind of like her.
We should do an entire episode.
She's getting her shit clapped.
We should do an entire episode where we're all just watching different that's porn Diane on our Lane. Individual
She
phones.
Looks like her, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm about to jack off.
Ooh, I'm about to jack Ooh, off
I'm about
my...
to jack the fuck off.
My bean, why?
Oh, fuck. Damn, this... Damn. Anyway, I gotta stop watching this.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta stop watching this, boy.
That is straight up Bad News Bears.
This is the scene from Unfaithful.
I've seen it. Let me just say this, everyone.
She is the hottest woman of all time, and she plays
She's
Jack's
not
mom.
That hot, bro. Jack's hot, but
wait. Okay, this is the women in the movie Jack. All of them,
Jennifer Lopez. Right?
Jennifer Lopez, top of her game.
She looks great.
Fran Drescher, like, plays his friend's mom who wants to fuck him.
Salud.
Unreal looking in that movie, and his mom Diane Lane. It's one of the worst movies with some of the hottest women in the entire world.
Some of the
world.
Nicest pieces of pussy.
Some
pie.
Of the nicest pieces of pussy in the entire world.
The piece of pussy curse.
The piece of pussy curse.
I don't know.
All right, listen, guys, if you haven't gotten a Stabby Baby calendar yet, we've got a discount running right now, $10 off, only got about 100 left. So go to stabby.biz.
That puts the calendar at $1 each.
That is not $1 each. I don't exactly know what it is. My merch guy does it.
They're charging $47 each.
That is not true either. That now we've overcorrected to the other way. So go do that, and stabby.biz.
There's t-shirts available at cum.town. It's the official podcast merch that you can wear. A lot of them are safe to wear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are for bitches.
It is Nick's merch. It is not the official podcast merch.
Well, I'm on the podcast, and it's officially my
Well,
merch.
My, you know what? My calendar
it's Nick's
is
merch
the official.
And the money goes.
It's the official podcast calendar.
Thank you.
Who gives a shit?
Thank you. I will take that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm starting an app.
Who gives a shit?
I just want to announce today I am starting an app.
I'm good.
It's an Adam Friedland app. You can talk to other Adam Friedland fans. Kind of like Jeremy Renner tried to do last year. But
Are
it's
you
just
starting
gonna be
an app?
For me. Yeah, guy, why not? I'll get in the Google Play Store and the, you know, the iTunes Store. People can
That's
just
such
get
a bad
on that.
Name. Like the Google, like, let's play. Let's play.
Let's play.
Let's play.
It does sound Google. Like.
I'm going to play.
Play. Yeah. Play, place.
Come over to play.
Yeah. You want to maybe use Google?
We could look play. At my opinion.
We could yeah. play around, see what happens. Download a couple of apps.
That
maybe
does feel like the way.
Shove the phone in my ass.
That does seem like the way, like a weird poly person would say, come over to have sex.
Yeah, well, they call sex play.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's those are the worst people in the world.
Because you know what's playing? Play. You know what's play? Tossing the ball around.
Yeah. Have an old-fashioned catch.
Kid and play.
Kid and
House
play.
House party.
Put a guy, yeah, putting that guy's hair in your pussy. Mm-hmm. That's play.
Yeah.
So what is the move for lunch, boys?
The move is going to patreon.com/cumtown. If you are tired of the lack of quality in the regular episodes.
Oh, we post all the good episodes.
The Patreon. They're really different. Yeah.
They're much different. They're the post-lunch episodes. We're fired up, and I've been saying slurs under my breath, playing the penis game with slurs as the waiter approaches. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in the, what they call the goofball.
Is there? It's too cold to eat outside, though, right? We're going to have to order again.
You're shirtless. You're not wearing a shirt.
But I'm indoors.
But you walked in like this. All your clothes got sucked into the electric bicycle.
I was wearing a fucking jacket and a hoodie and a shirt. That's why. And I was doing vigorous exercise, which even though some haters will say it's not.
Did we do the reads?
We did both reads.
Oh. We did we did dick pills and cranium.
Damn, remember? I got scared. All I could remember was that Falcon.
Let me just say that I fucking, even though it was an electric bike, let me pull up my fucking Fitbit right now and say, you know, I burned 2,000 calories today.
So it's like you only had 10,000 calories.
That doesn't seem accurate.
Why?
Is that possible? 2,000 calories?
2,000 calories of activity?
How are you not like anemic?
Oh, that includes your like,
your lumberjack breakfast?
What
is that?
I have 26 zone minutes.
Metabolic rate.
I have 26 zone minutes in the fat burn zone.
I love that for you.
Thank you very much.
I love to hear you, that you're in the
let's
fat.
Let's just everyone chill out.
Look, it's working.
Let's everything.
The one thing that's amazing about those Fitbits is that you see those numbers, and it definitely has a correlation with your what you actually look like.
Again, the hate rolls down my back.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Because of the shape of your back.
No, because. Wow. Because
your back has the same slant as a stomach would.
There's no. It's because I'm not affected by you small people. Okay? If Adam or Nick, for example, if you started.
Look, first of all, my criticism is directed towards big tech. Not big people. Mm-hmm.
You have a well documented problem with the overweight.
Only because
stemming from your own traumatic childhood.
Only from your mother
stemming
body
from
shaming
STEM
you.
From Big Tech's association.
No.
Yes.
If you were doing some would I say to you, if you were doing a little bit of mental health, if you did a little meditation, would I say you're a fucking piece of shit. You only did 10 minutes. Or you go to fucking therapy. No, I would say, good job, Nick. That's a nice small step. And if you, you were keeping a GameStop employee.
Did I say don't exercise? I said that doesn't sound accurate in regards to your Fitbit.
I would have liked some fucking positivity.
I think you should walk away from Fitbit. I've always supported you
every step of the way.
You have.
Yeah. And when there was one,
I think you should,
and you know what that
you should
was
go
gentle
based
ribbing.
On. Mm-hmm. You should go based it was on gentle feel.
Ribs. Yeah,
you should get rid of the Fitbit, and you should exercise because it makes you feel good, and you'll establish a more healthy relationship with exercise, rather than one dictated by.
I love the Fitbit.
Some trivial machine.
And you know what? I'm going to get an Apple
selling
Watch
your
next.
Data.
First of all, you have an Apple Watch,
so I can tell what time it is.
you have an Apple Watch, and you're always talking about macros.
Macros are different.
No, they're not.
The macros they turn into calories, but it's also I'm on the other end of this. But you do
that's
need
exactly
to be,
right.
You do need
that's
to
what
be,
I'm trying to tell you. We're the same.
You know, you need to be mindful of macros and stuff when you're in the window of 8% to maybe 12% body fat, because then it's that's down to a fine science. When you're 600-700 pounds overweight,
I weigh 285 pounds.
Not bad.
Yeah, thank you.
You're down like 40.
I was at 315.
To be honest with you, I can never tell how much you weigh. My memory of you when we first met, was that you were 700
I was probably 315 when we first met.
I remember you being much. I remember you not having like articulated knees.
I was round as a bitch for sure.
Moving in the way that
I would, dude, like a geodude would. I was, I do get pretty fucking wobbly.
Yeah.
I was wearing.
And then since then though, because I remember you losing weight, and then probably since you lost your hair, I've just thought of you as a bald person,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really notice.
Classic diversion.
I don't really notice
now
your
the hair's
weight
back.
Fluctuation.
Whereas, now the hair is back. Hair's back.
And
Adam,
all you can do is look at how fat I am.
Adam is like, Stav gained 3 pounds. I'm like, how can you? How do you
Come
know,
on, man? I didn't gossip about that.
Always, constantly.
I didn't
like,
gossip
yeah,
about
as soon
that.
As you leave, it's like Stav's up 10 pounds.
No, that's
11.
Not, I never.
Are you
gossip.
Serious? I've installed secret scales
that,
in the
do
floor.
Do you have a secret scale
I didn't
on the floor?
Gossip about that.
Adam.
You have a secret scale gossip. On the floor?
But it was weird.
Yes,
I had one of those like
yes,
those memories.
My entire apartment is a scale.
Those iCloud memories pop up from when we went to DC in like 2018. We went to that Chinese restaurant.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Yes.
And you look like literally maybe a quarter of the size you are now.
I was much that was right before I hurt my foot.
Yeah.
And it all went
well,
downhill.
I don't know if it was right before, was it?
It was like the
winter might have been, before. That might have been the only off-the-beaten-path restaurant that I've ever taken the boys to.
That was
where
a smash
I was, where I was given a compliment.
Can I say? You crushed it, Adam.
I was like, do you want to go to this Holiday Inn? I know there's a... off of New York Avenue, I know there's a Chinese
horrible
food restaurant.
Spot right off
of
the fucking
it looked
highway.
Very, very much off the beaten path. That restaurant
what do you
is
know?
Fantastic.
And then you immediately started gaining weight after that. So who?
No, it was a couple months.
I guess it was
your
my
real
fault.
Friend. It was a couple months. Mm-hmm. It was the Skankfest mm-hmm. basketball tournament.
Who
that did
and
me in.
Which one of your friends said, "Stav, you should tear your plantar fascia at the game," as a joke?
Adam.
That's right.
No, I didn't say that.
So me, just worried about which device you happen to be using.
I will be using an Apple Watch. Is that what you want? Has this all been because
yes,
you
so
have
I no? Add, so I can add you as a friend.
So we can do walkie-talkies?
So we can do walkie-talkies.
That is a big reason I want
Machiavellian and its pursuit to bully a man into being able to use the walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as Adam gets an Apple Watch, they're going in the trash.
What size do you have?
Biggest
one or the
small? The 44. I don't know. Yeah,
I think I'll go smaller.
Nah, this is like.
That's probably a small one.
Yeah.
You kind of have tiny wrists, actually.
You're insecure about your small wrists, and then you're projecting.
You do have small wrists.
I do have incredibly
but the
small
the it's already
the penis size, actually.
It's a pain in the ass to use like the buttons. It's like not. I can't imagine it would be more comfortable or like. Well, certainly not easier, but. I feel like the smaller one would be unusable.
I don't know. I'm just used to the little ass Fitbit. Do this shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, where are we going to eat, man?
Let's figure it out.
Let's go to a smoke joint. Rajon Brown's fucking barbecue.
Where's that?
Long Island City.
What? We're not going to Long Island
we
City.
Let's go to what are you going to do? Outdoor dining in 23 degrees?
I want barbecue. But what I'm saying is let's get barbecue.
Why barbecue, man? Let's
why
get
not
some
barbecue?
Seafood.
Where?
Isn't there a seafood place? I'll broil us some salmon.
Seawolf.
Can we just go buy some seafood and I'll broil it?
We can go to the store, yeah, if you want to.
That'll be good. Some salmon.
And okay. Watch 48 Hours.
Yes, I would love to do that,
Let's
actually.
Get some barbecue and watch 48 Hours.
No, I don't
want
to get barbecue.
We'll meet in the middle. We're going to get a smoker and smoke a salmon for 48
let's
hours.
Let's get a big green egg, use it indoors.
I love that.
To warm my apartment, fill it with some nice smoke juices. Yes.
I don't know
smells.
Why, but I would love to cut your head off with a machete.
Why do you say these things?
I don't know. It's just sometimes it pops into
you
my
say
head.
These things sometimes.
Your head would look funny on a big green smoker.
If we did like a kind of like a Rwandan genocide mm-hmm. to you,
yeah,
you know, just left your head in the middle of some dirt road somewhere,
mm-hmm.
let local children kick it around.
Used
like
as a soccer ball.
But I don't, now it's past. It's gone.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we're back to normal. You guys also haven't noticed that I've been wearing lifts this entire episode.
Yeah, you have been.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. To fix my posture, I've bought elevator lifts.
Oh, my God. I thought you were
really?
Joking. Those are the fucking gayest shoes I've ever seen in my life.
I thought they were just Crocs.
No, I'm wearing clogs. It's for my posture.
My how does that, no,
that's
how does
like
that
a
fix
fucking
your
pilgrim shoes,
it's
dude.
It's my posture of not being 6'3".
Does it actually help fix your
no,
back?
No, apparently it's good for your back. Yeah.
How is
my
it good for your
hurting.
Back, though? I feel like that would like shorten
apparently,
your...
Apparently, people in the restaurants and people that are on their feet a lot where dance goes. So I've gotten them as my in-the-house
but
shoes.
But you're sitting down almost constantly.
That is true. Right now you're sitting down. Why are you
wearing never.
Them?
Anytime I see you, you're lounging.
No, I'm walking from living room to bedroom to bathroom.
back to the kitchen. Mm. You know, I'm constantly on my feet.
That's what people in restaurants wear. They look like they would like slip.
No. Well, yeah, you got to get used to them. You got to break them in.
But those look like fucking dumbass shoes, bro.
Yeah, but like, look at this bad boy.
That's horrible.
Right there. I'm literally being a woman right now.
You are wearing women's shoes.
You're wearing high-heeled.
I'm wearing high-heeled. I'm wearing Danskos.
Anyway.
Oh, Adam's Deal Corner, Paragon Sports, if you're in the New York City area, is doing a massive sale because they're downsizing their store. So everything was like
that 80% off. Is ridiculously oversold.
Where well, is it? Well, they're, I guess, selling
Paragon
off.
Fucking sucks, dude.
I love it? Paragon Sports.
It's bullshit.
It's one of the places I go to.
You go to REI is a place.
Where's Paragon
REI
Sports?
REI is very funny. And it also, too, it's like until like fucking 3 years ago, there was Modell. I mean, Modell's is gone now. So now you have no option.
Got to go to Moe's, but you can't anymore.
We used to have Sports Authority and City Sports. We had Sports Authority, City Sports, Modell.
Wasn't there another one, too? No.
Not that I can think of that was just like
not
straight
a big
up.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go to Hollabird Sports over in, where the fuck is that? Like past Rosedale.
I don't know if there's a Dick's in the city. There's definitely
I'm
one
thinking
in,
of Dick's.
There's Dick's in Queens.
Yeah.
Sports Authority
yeah,
was.
Nick loves going to Dick's.
Sports Authority was the spot.
Yeah, dude. I used to love shooting hoops on the hoops inside of Sports Authority.
Yeah. All right.
What's that seafood market around here?
Bed-Stuy Fish Fry?
Maybe. No.
That's not a market. That's just a restaurant.
The Captain's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Or, yo, you know what? Because I'm moving this week. We should. I don't know. I'm sorry for saying yo. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say yo. But we should go to the seafood.
Oh, cool.
The seafood pizza restaurant.
Oh, King. Yeah.
The restaurant that is both the seafood and pizza.
We should go to. We should break into Dave and Buster's.
I've said before I move, I want to go there one time. Yeah, okay. We should do that.
It's probably cool. And it's probably all like filled with like mold and slime and snakes and shit.
Yeah, dude. And we could see all the
New Orleans post Katrina, Dave and
we
Boston.
Should go to Chuck E. Cheese for the pizza, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
It's not bad. It's good pizza.
Yeah. All right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.